Welcome to Pharmaceutical Executive Daily, your quick briefing on the top news shaping the pharmaceutical and life sciences industry. In today's Pharmaceutical Executive Daily, Angelini Pharma announces a $4.1 billion agreement to acquire Catalyst Pharmaceuticals. Insight presents 24-week results from the Phase 3 TRuE-AD4 trial of Opzelura. And pharmaceutical executive speaks with Charlie Lyon of the API Innovation Center on what the conversation about bringing pharmaceutical manufacturing back to the United States is still missing. Angelini Pharma has entered into a definitive agreement to acquire Catalyst Pharmaceuticals for $31.50 per share in cash, a 21% premium to Catalyst's unaffected closing price on April 22nd, and a 28% premium to its 30-day volume-weighted average price, for a total equity value of approximately $4.1 billion. The deal gives Angelini its first direct commercial footprint in the United States through Catalyst's portfolio of three approved medicines targeting rare neuromuscular and neurological conditions, including Firdapse for Lambert-Eaton myasthenic syndrome and Fycompa for partial and tonic-clonic seizures acquired from Eisai in 2023. Insight has presented 24-week long-term data from the Phase 3 TRuE-AD4 trial of Opzelura, marking the first presentation of week 24 results, which were delivered at the 2026 EADV Symposium. The data support a type 2 variation application Insight has submitted to the European Medicines Agency for ruxolitinib cream in adult moderate atopic dermatitis, with regulatory feedback expected in the first half of 2026. Finally, pharmaceutical executive speaks with Charlie Lyon, Vice President of Manufacturing, Procurement, and Logistics at the API Innovation Center, on what the policy debate around reshoring pharmaceutical manufacturing to the United States consistently overlooks. Lyon argues that the conversation has become dominated by finished dose facilities and headline investment announcements, while the more foundational challenge, rebuilding the upstream active pharmaceutical ingredient supply chain that U.S. manufacturing would depend on, receives far less attention. Thanks for listening to Pharmaceutical Executive Daily. For more updates and in-depth analysis, visit pharmexec.com.